This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, but Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, on in the early days on the accordion, but I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland, and his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, "When you look at this shamrock, think of me." Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lass was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand, she held an emblem and its parted leaves were three. And her parted words were, "Darling, look at these and think of me." Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three. And her parted words were, "Darling, look at these and think of me. Three leaves shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart I'll wear your token, love, no matter where I be. And though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot Dermot O'Ryan telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock, which, of course, you all know is the emblem, or one of the emblems, of Ireland. Okay, we're going to change the mood again this time. Bit of a noisy song, this one. I think it's an old sea shanty, and it's sung for us by Briar Folk. It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where are me boots, me nuggin' nuggin' boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels are worn out and the toes are kicked about, and the soul is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where is me short, me nubbin, nubbin short? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the collar it is torn and the sleeves they are all worn, and the earth is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander. Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since Forsyth came ashore for me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and me head is full of aches. And this time I made a path for when yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander.
Far across the western ocean I must wander. We had a Galway song earlier. Here's another one from the same country, from the Chieftains. They're telling us all about the Galway Shawl.
Near Oranmore, in the county Galway, one peasant in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint of and she kept on talking till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew. I pray just like a Barney. Oh, Rodney's glory and the foggy dew, she is sighing each note like an Irish linnet till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint the powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. Early, all in the morning, I took the road for Old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said goodbye, sir. But my heart remains with that Galway shawl. Wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Here's somebody we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish, Brendan Shine from Roscommon himself, but he's singing about the beauties of County Down.
When springtime sows her blossoms through the valleys, and sunlight bursts like diamonds through the trees, when the fields all look embroidered with the vivid glow of daisies, and the rivers wash the mountains to the sea,
I hear the warmth of Irish laughter through the green pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down.
When daylight gives the morning mist a shiver, and autumn leaves a blaze of golden brown, when evening skies are waving to a cloud of homing swallows, and winter comes to rest in County Down,
I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the love. I'm
But now we're going from County Down right across the Atlantic to the city of Chicago, because here Christy Moore is singing for us. It's a very short little song, but it tells the story of the famine. Now, we've spoken about the famine countless times on Sounds Irish, the famine that hit Ireland around 1847, when most of the people's staple diet was potatoes, and the blight came and struck the potato crop. And for quite a few years afterwards, there was famine in Ireland, and people had to leave. Over a million left Ireland to go and seek their fortune and to go and find food somewhere else. And a lot of them, as I say, went across to the United States, and some of them finished up in the city of Chicago. Here's Christy Moore.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Stark reminder of one of the saddest parts of Irish history there, and that was Christy Moore and his interpretation of the city of Chicago. Beautiful, haunting sound of the Celtic Orchestra and the Lark in the Clear Air. This is wonderful. And now a track from Michael English, a multi-talented musician, very good songwriter. Take a listen to this track.
As I take a look around, what do I see? Lots of smiling faces, smiling back at me. What's the use in crying? It only brings you pain. We play the music and we don't like the rain. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I'd write a never-ending love song. If life was a page, we'd sing and dance forever, the world being our stage. Don't look in the mirror, don't listen to it yell, and may all your wishes end with a well. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. Of war so long, now we must end, but you are my heroes and I am your friend. Feel free and easy like a bird on a tree, and one more time listen to me. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye.
Michael English, and I sure do hate goodbyes. And now a track from the man from County Mayo, John Kelly. A great voice and a fine musician. Listen to this.
There's a land decree across the sea. You'll miss it someday, yeah. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Old Innisfail, that little isle of green. It's filled with peace and beauty from nature's open door, from its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little isle of green. For their eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleen as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little Isle of Green. St. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been. As he makes his way to his cottage grave beside the old Oreen, sure he's glad he came to see again the little Isle of Green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little Isle of Green.
That was John Kelly, the man from County Mayo. I want to finish off this week, friend, with a wonderful track from a newly acquired album by Mick Galvin. Now, you all know I'm a big Mick Galvin fan. This is entitled God Bless Ireland, and it sums up everything we feel about this country of ours, particularly if we're far away from it.
There's a beautiful isle in the Western Ocean. It's an island so lovely, so pretty and grand. And its name fills its sons and its daughters with sadness. When it's heard on the shores of some far distant land, it's Ireland, God bless her, the birthplace of heroes, the home of the poet, the warrior and sage. Though the bard and the chieftain no longer may cheer her, they live forever on history's page. Sure I love every blade of green grass on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. Sure I love the green shamrock and pure crystal fountain, and I love you forever, my own native land. You once were a proud and the glorious nation. Your scholars and scribes were renowned far and wide, till darkness came over, brought sad transformation. Your family starved and their homes were destroyed. They turned out your children to spoil their power. They tried hard to break them those long years ago, but But the Irish they found were like soft leafy flowers. And the more you would pluck them, the faster they'd grow. Sure, I love every blade of green grass on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. Sure, I love the green shamrock and pure crystal fountain. And I love you forever, my own native land. And I love you forever, my own native land.
Friends, that is one beautiful song, beautifully sung by Mick Galvin. Well, that brings Sounds Irish to a close for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a bit mixed up, but nevertheless, all the tracks are my favourites, and I hope some of them were yours. Friends, this is Joe Ballard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Take care. Sláinte, travel safely, bye.